Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief. Signal over noise for people building with agents' models and the strange new machinery between them. Today's standout story is not a single giant model launch. It is the plumbing around agents getting serious. GitHub is turning cloud agents into API addressable work units. Model vendors are splitting capability by trust tier and latency class. And the research world is finally asking whether agents can repair vague intent instead of merely passing neat tests. The through line is simple. The agent stack is becoming operational infrastructure, and operational infrastructure needs handles, budgets, evals, and blast radius controls. First, the ledger. What is genuinely new or newly worth acting on? GitHub's June changelog is the most practical signal this morning. On June 4th, GitHub opened the Copilot Agent Tasks REST API to Pro, Pro Plus, and Max users in public preview. That means Copilot Cloud Agent Tasks can be started and tracked programmatically, rather than only through a button in the interface. The same changelog also brought fix with Copilot for failing GitHub Actions jobs to those tiers, plus larger context windows and configurable reasoning levels for Copilot. Put together, this is the shift from chat assistant to schedulable software worker. Why it matters? Once agent tasks have an API, teams can wire them into incident flows, pull request queues, nightly maintenance, and cost controls. My take: the interesting question is no longer whether the agent can write a patch. It is whether the platform exposes enough state to audit who asked, what context was used, which files changed, which tests ran, and why the task stopped. API access is only step one. Provenance is the product requirement hiding underneath. GitHub also deprecated GPT 5.2 and GPT 5.2 codecs across most Copilot experiences on June 5th. That is not glamorous, but it is operationally important. Agent builders now live in a world where hosted coding surfaces can rotate models underneath workflows. If an automation depends on a particular model's behavior, pinning, evaluation, replay, and regression tests are not nice to have. They are survival gear. In model releases, the headline is segmentation. Vendors are not just releasing a better model, they are carving models into trust, latency, and workflow tiers. OpenAI's GPT 5.5 instant update replaces GPT 5.3 instant as ChatGPT's default model and exposes it through the API as chat latest. OpenAI claims stronger factuality, clearer concise responses, better tool use decisions, and better handling of images and documents. The most concrete numbers: 52.5% fewer hallucinated claims than GPT 5.3, instant on high-stakes internal prompts, and a jump on AIME 2025 from 65.4 to 81.2%. Why it matters: instant class models are the invisible workhorses of many agent systems. They summarize, classify, route, decide whether to search, and clean up tool output. A cheaper, sharper default can improve the whole pipeline without changing the flagship reasoning model. My take: the next agent performance leap may come less from one heroic call to a frontier model, and more from dozens of reliable small decisions made by the default model in the loop. OpenAI also expanded trusted access for cyber with GPT 5.5 and a limited preview GPT 5.5 cyber tier for verified defenders. The distinction matters. Default GPT 5.5 keeps standard safeguards. GPT 5.5 with trusted access reduces unnecessary refusals for authorized defensive security workflows. GPT 5.5 Cyber is a more permissive preview for specialized, verified work, such as controlled red teaming and validation. Why it matters: security agents live on the policy boundary. The same capability that helps a maintainer validate a vulnerability can help an attacker weaponize it. OpenAI's answer is not one universal model behavior. It is identity, account security, approved use scoping, and monitoring. My take: whether you like that governance model or not, this is where serious agent deployment is going. Capability without trust context is too blunt for cyber. For a quiet day open model backfill, JetBrains Mellum 2 is still worth keeping on the shelf. Released on Hugging Face on June 1st, it is a 12 billion parameter mixture of experts model that activates only 2.5 billion parameters per token, trained for text and code. JetBrains positions it for routing, RAG, summarization, subagents, high-throughput coding features, and private deployments. Why it matters: production AI systems are becoming ensembles. Not every step needs a frontier model. A fast focal model that can route, compress, validate, or prepare context may save more money and latency than another round of prompt tuning. Frameworks and tooling continue the same operational theme. Mistral's Vibe announcement reframes Le Chat as a unified agent for work and code. Work mode can connect to enterprise knowledge sources, draft deliverables, analyze structured data, schedule recurring prompts, and expose tool calls. Code mode connects to GitHub, runs coding sessions in isolated sandboxes, and supports reviewable pull requests. The VS Code extension brings the same coding agent into the editor. Why it matters. This is the enterprise shape of agent products. Connectors, scheduling, permissions, sandboxes, diffs, and approval gates. My take. The winning agent products will feel less like magic chatboxes and more like transparent job runners with readable logs. Squeeze is a smaller but delightful piece of infrastructure. A benchmark, model, and CLI for task-conditioned pruning of coding agent tool output. Its benchmark has 11,477 examples across 27 tool types, and the released 2 billion parameter model reports 0.86 recall, 0.80 F1, and 92% compression on held out data. Why it matters. Coding agents drown in their own observations. Test logs, stack traces, Git history, Kubernetes output, and file reads all compete for context. Squeeze treats tool output as evidence extraction. Keep the few lines relevant to the task, verbatim, and discard the rest. My take. Context engineering is becoming systems engineering. The agent that reads less but reads the right thing will often beat the agent with a larger window and sloppy intake. On the repository shelf, three projects stand out. First, GitHub's official GitHub MCP server at roughly 30,495 stars was pushed as recently as June 5th. It gives agents an MCP interface into GitHub itself. The important part is not just star count. It is that GitHub is making the repository, issue, and pull request surface agent addressable through a standard protocol. Second, model context protocol SHOTCHA servers, around 86,955 stars, remains the giant catalogue of MCP servers and was active today. It was covered before, so I am not treating it as a brand new release. The new angle is persistence. MCP has moved from interesting protocol to the default connective tissue that every agent platform now has to acknowledge. Third, Camel AI OWL, around 19,130 stars, remains one of the stronger open multi-agent automation repos, built around specialized agents collaborating across browsers, terminals, function calls, and MCP tools. The repository was highlighted in GitHub's open source AI roundup, and the pattern is the important bit. Real-world automation is multi-tool and multi-role, not a single prompt in a vacuum. A smaller honorable mention, OpenWebY, MCPO, has about 4,241 stars and acts as an MCP to open API proxy. That is wonderfully practical. Many teams already understand REST and OpenAPI. A proxy that lets MCP tools appear as familiar HTTP services can lower integration friction. The research lane is especially useful today because it attacks agent evaluation from three different angles. Ask a Bench, posted June 4th, evaluates code agents on underspecified user intent and multi-round refinement. Instead of handing the agent a perfect spec, it starts with vague web development requests, deploys the result in a browser, uses UI agents to test behavior, and turns failures into natural language feedback. The benchmark includes 50 web tasks, 784 evaluation criteria, and 2,402 expected outcomes. The strongest model completes only 52% of projects after three rounds. Why it matters. This is closer to real software work. Users rarely know the full spec up front. They react to what they see. My take. Repair from feedback is one of the most important agent skills, and it is still undermeasured. A code agent that cannot converge after critique is not a teammate. It is a slot machine with syntax highlighting. Zero APT, posted June 4th, tests LLM-driven penetration testing agents against an active defender instead of a passive target. It uses a turn-based attacker, defender, and judge architecture. The defender consumes Sysmon telemetry in real time. The judge maintains global state and emits structured cyber threat intelligence reports. In a Windows Server 2022 post-exploitation prototype, Zero APT reports 79% attack success and explicit decision auditability. Why it matters. Security agents cannot be evaluated only against static sandboxes. Defensive systems observe, adapt, and interrupt. My take. The useful idea here is the judge role. If an agent performs high-risk actions, another system should be maintaining state, checking causal consistency, and producing an audit record that a human can read. Context as AI Service, revised June 4th, looks at a quieter but very real agent problem, developer documentation. It adds a retrieval layer that indexes source code, API references, and upstream docs, then lets an LLM agent combine keyword and semantic search to trace cross-file dependency chains. In two SDK documentation studies, CIS surfaced factual errors, missing prerequisites, API usage improvements, and reduced wall clock time by 22 to 34%. Why it matters? Give the agent the repo is not the same as giving it the right dependency trail. My take. Documentation agents need evidence services, not just bigger context windows. The best doc writing agent is a librarian with tools. It finds the shelf, checks the citation, and only then writes the sentence. A few quick hits before we close. CodeQL 2.25.6 adds Swift 6.3.2 support and improves SQL coverage. For agentic coding, static analysis is one of the guardrails that can keep generated patches honest. GitHub budget and usage management APIs are now generally available. That matters because agentic work is metered work. If cloud agents can run automatically, finance and platform teams need programmatic budgets, reports, and cost centers. Enterprise-managed plugins for VS Code are in public preview. That is another governance handle. Platform teams can distribute approved Copilot plugins across an organization instead of letting every developer wire tools by hand. And Hacker News remains grumpy in the useful way. Threads about coding agents replacing frameworks, agents lacking object permanence, and the pain of changing CLI surfaces all point to the same practitioner reality. Agents are powerful, but the workflow around them must be explicit, versioned, and recoverable. So the brief for today is this. The agent world is getting handles. APIs for cloud tasks. Trust tiers for risky domains. Lightweight models for routing and sub-agent work. Proxies between protocols. Benchmarks for vague intent, planning, and framework usability. That is less glamorous than a new leaderboard crown, but it is more important for builders. If you are building with agents this week, ask four questions. Can I start and stop the worker programmatically? Can I see exactly what it did? Can I cap its cost and permissions? And can I replay its failures against a stable evaluation set? The teams that answer yes will move faster without turning their code base into an archaeological dig. This has been Ervi's Morning AI Brief. Build boldly. Measure ruthlessly, and never trust a magical assistant that cannot produce a receipt.